Stories about what happens to cadavers in willed body programs continue to surface. This week, UCLA has been in the news after the head of its body donor program was arrested and accused of selling body parts for profit through a middleman. Now, Tulane University has suspended its dealings with a national distributor of donated bodies. Some of those bodies were sold to the Army and used in landmine experiments. The corpses were blown up to test protective footwear. To find out more about the parameters for how donated bodies are used, we turn to Todd Olson. He oversees the body donor program at the Albert Einstein College of Medicine in the Bronx. He's also an officer with the American Association of Clinical Anatomists, which offers guidelines on how to run willed body programs. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Melissa, for inviting me to be on.
Can you tell us what donors are actually told if they want to leave their body to science? What are they told about how their body will be used?
We have specific directives that are given to them on a form that indicates that they are going to be used for anatomical education and possibly research that would be derived from the educational activities. By and large, the vast majority of cadavers that are received through donation are used in first-year medical school anatomy courses. Additionally, they are used in graduate and postgraduate courses for doctors who've already received their training and are coming back to learn how to use specific types of equipment or to refresh their anatomy.
Apart from the teaching applications that you mentioned, there are also a number of research applications, commercial and otherwise, like we saw here with the Army, which would say, look, we need these bodies to test explosives, to figure out how to improve helmets and foot gear. There are also medical research companies that need body parts to make skin and bones and heart valves for surgical products. So it does seem like these are perfectly legitimate uses. I guess the question, though, is how the bodies get to those places for use.
Yes, and if I might add to the legitimate uses, many of the surgical equipment manufacturers are trying to provide training experiences for physicians who wish to use this equipment but wish to learn on something other than a patient in the operating room.
And do you have concerns about how the bodies get there? They're often middlemen, as we're learning now, brokers that facilitate these transactions.
Absolutely. And I think that that's probably the critical problem right now, is that often institutions that are supplying these individuals do not know where the bodies are going to end up.
And where does that lead?
Well, it leads to things occurring where bodies are being sent for one purpose and end up being dissected, and another part going to another location for a purpose that wasn't stated as part of the initial request for the material. And this activity is largely unregulated because it's primarily interstate commerce. If it's going on within a state, there are often laws within the state that regulate and oversee the distribution and use of anatomical materials that were acquired within that state. But the minute it crosses a state line, there is very little, if any, regulation as to what happens to the material, how the material is stored, where it is used, and how ultimately it is disposed of.
When stories come up like these stories out of Tulane and UCLA about the body donor programs there, do you start getting phone calls from people or family members of people who want to donate their bodies to science?
The nature of the phone calls change. We recently received a phone call from a family of somebody who had died who was a donor, and they wanted to actually come and see the facility. Now, this does not happen that often. I think the fact that it happened 2 days ago was directly related to the news that is in the press, and I'm pleased to say that they left very reassured that what they saw with regards to our program and the personnel, facilities, and people here was appropriate to the trust that they were putting in us by donating the remains of their loved one.
Well, Professor Olson, thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you, Melissa, and I appreciate your inviting me on.
Todd Olson teaches anatomy at the Albert Einstein College of Medicine in the Bronx. He's also an officer with the American Association of Clinical Anatomists.